Brad Allen, Jeff Erickson here with you. Taos area marching band with the national, Taos area pep band, I should say, with our national anthem. Now set for our starting lineups and, of course, then tip off in tonight's game. Take you through those as they get announced with us. Taos in the all-white coaches versus cancer night jerseys. Got a lot of the pink trim on it. Of course, these are always great. Get these kind of jerseys out. Get the coaches versus cancer night, coaches versus cancer jerseys out.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful jerseys. Got the purple numbers with the pink trim, names on the back. It was really nice. Each one of the players came out and dedicated this game to somebody. You know, we've all been affected by cancer. You know, my mom, my brother, a lot of real people, you know, people that are very, very close to me, and I know it affects a lot of people. It's just awesome when they can do something like this to help raise some money. So,
ready for our starting lineups as well. The Oscoda Owls in their all blue uniforms tonight with the white jerseys on, and let's start with the Oscoda Owls tonight. They will start. Looks like number 11, of course, Blake Malik, number 12. Gage Woodward, number 14, Connor McNichol, number 21, Mike Miles, and number 24, Thad Sprague. Usual suspects there for the Oscoda Owls. Same thing on the other side. It will be the usual subjects for the Taos area Braves, as they'll start number 0, Grant Behringer, number 2, Alex Kames, number 3, Jake Look, number 10, Vinny Frank, and number 14, Evan Mochte, number 10, Vinny Frank in there. Ethan Hedgeland not getting the start tonight. That'll be kind of interesting to see when they decide to unleash big number 4 at 30 points in this game last time.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to look on your bench and see a guy like that that can step in when you need somebody to, you know, kind of step up and maybe give you a little bit of something off the bench. So, going with a little bit of a different lineup tonight, a little bit smaller lineup, a little bit quicker lineup, but still anticipate the same game plan.
Yep, should be just about the same. So, and you'd expect that the Owls, they're going to try and they've got to kitchen sink it a little bit tonight. They got to make sure they're playing their best. They got to throw their best 2-2-1 trap. You know, Oscoda forever has played a 2-2-1 three-quarter court trap. They're going to try and do that again today. They got to be as good with it today as they've been all year.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, and the one thing, and I mentioned this a little bit in the pregame, but the one advantage that Taos has there is their size to be able to look. They've got really some pretty good ball handlers that are 6 foot and above. And if you look as they're introducing the players, you know, for Oscoda, not a lot of size out there. So in that front court. So we'll see if they're able to toss it over and maybe create some easy buckets for Taos early.
Our starting lineups have been announced. Head coaches shake hand at center court. This game is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Taos City, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Bay Party Store of East Taos, Auto Tech of East Taos, and Sobex Home Medical of Taos City. Head coach of the Braves is Todd Kames. Head coach of the Owls is Mike Poland. Student section all pink tonight in the far corner away from us for the Taos Braves. 8 minutes up on the clock. Connor McNichol, big 6'4", 6'5", center, will walk to center court. My best guess is Grant Behringer will be the one who will jump against him.
I think it's really important for Oscoda to come out early and stay in this ballgame. Maybe hit a couple of shots early, you know, maybe take a lead or at least be in this ballgame, you know, through the first half of this first quarter. You know, if Taos comes out and really puts a, you know, 8-10-point lead on them, you know, Oscoda's going to be battling back. It's going to be really, really tough. So I think the first few minutes here are going to be really, really crucial.
Let's see how it goes. Ball is up in the air, tip controlled by the Braves, as Evan Mochte will bring it left to right across your radio dial. Officials tonight, Ed Laverne, Joe Kano, and Troy Summers. Up top, Jake Look, an open three. That's a little bit long. Rebound controlled by Vinny Frank. Back out to Look, another three. That one off to the left and long, and rebound comes down to Gage Woodward. Blake Malik will jog it up for the Oscoda Owls. Looks like a zone being played here by the Braves. Inside to Sprague, tipped as he tried to get it down to McNichol. It's knocked out of bounds by the Braves. And so you saw the Owls look like they want to go high-low, try to get that ball down to McNichol.
Yeah, and they had a nice look down at the low post there. Just really good hands by, I believe it was Frank, got his hands in there.
Malik gets the inbound from underneath and dribbles it back right up top. Working against that 2-3 zone. Now Mike Miles on the right side, guarded by Mochtie in the zone. Malik down, goes to the left free throw line, tries to bounce, pass it down low to Woodward. Couldn't get it through the traffic. It's picked off by the Braves. Quickly up court, Mochtie now up top to Behringer. Pump fake, now he'll shoot the three and banked it home. And the Braves with a 3-0 lead.
A little late for the bank to be open on a Monday night, but whatever works.
That's how our first points of the game come. 3-0 Braves, as now Malik will jog it across left side. Miles. Miles back up top. Malik quickly swinging to the right side. Now Woodward. Cross court to Miles. It's a good thing to do against the zone. Now into McNichol. Now inside to Sprague. Back up Malik. Open three. Knock it down.
Very nice job by Oscoda. Much, much better on the offensive end than we saw the last time we saw the Owls. And here comes that press.
Not sure they made four or five passes into possession like they did last time. Miles steals it out of the press. Left hand or right hand layup on the left side is good. And that makes it 5-3 Owls early. So they get a turnover and a bucket.
Good start by the Owls. Staying in that 1-2-2.
Braves break the press. Right corner, Kames three. Knock it down. And it's 6-5 Dallas.
Right over top of the zone, like we talked about. Excuse me, the trap. Into the corner, wide open look.
Malik just walks it across, no pressure by the Braves. They settle into the zone. Woodward on the right side, inside to McNichol. Goes now down in low to Sprague, blocked from behind by Behringer.
Good look.
Go out of bounce.
Good look, though. Nice offensive possession once again for Oscoda. A lot more life early on here. I like what I'm seeing from the Owls.
Woodward will trigger from underneath, using that size advantage for the Owls. Woodward goes up top to Miles. He'll shoot the three over look. Off to the right. Mochtie comes down with the rebound, and he'll run it up the court. 6-5 Braves, 5.5 to play in our first quarter. Behringer on the left side, right side Kames, guarded by Miles. Up top to look, runs through a screen, goes to the free throw line, shoots a jumper well short, kind of got caught in between, and a rebound comes down to Gage Woodward.
Solid man-to-man defense.
Malik brings it up for the Owls, guarding right up top, or dribbling right up top, left side to Miles, now inside to Sprague. Had to kind of run and get it, and then kicks it back out to Miles, and now they'll reset to Malik. And timeout coming for the Owls. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Six-five Towers, almost 3 minutes into this one. This one brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Lake Effects Hair Salon of Towers City, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, and D&M Supply of Omer. Owls with the basketball, trailing by one, swinging it around the outside, trying to find a hole in the Towers zone. Malik with the basketball up top, dribbles behind his back and between his legs, now goes right side to Woodward. Woodward falling back is able to fire the ball across court after he slipped a little bit. Gets it to Mike Miles, who then swings it back up top. Left side Miles, down low to McNichol. McNichol, a mid-range jumper, a little short. And rebound by Mochtie. Mochtie turns and goes. Doesn't have numbers. Ball poked away from behind by Woodward. And it's a turnover by the Braves. Now Malik brings it up for the Owls. Just kind of dribbles through the possession. Goes right side to Woodward. And now a kicked ball as Woodward tried to bounce past that down low to McNichol. And we have our first substitution of the game as Ethan Hedgeland will check in and Evan Mochtie will check out. 4:28 remaining in our first quarter, 6-5 Dallas. Threes by Kames and Behringer. Blake Malik gets the basketball. He has a three-point bucket in this game. Mike Miles has a steal and a bucket as well. It gets our 11 total. Coach Poland makes a play call. Malik bounce passes it to Woodward. Now back to Malik. Inside to Sprague. Sprague takes a dribble, loses it, but able to get it back. And now Woodward dribbles it off his knee. Ball on the ground. This should pop up to jump ball. No, it somehow fell out to the Owls. And the Owls will reset their possession. Sprague with the free throw line. Now gets it back out to Malik. Hops up in the lane. He's blocked by Behringer. And now it's rebounded by Vinny Frank. Jake Luke will bring the basketball up the left side Bounce pass right side, Kames. He'll dribble with the left hand, hop step, and get it up top to Hedgeland. Now left side, Vinny Frank for three. It's short, but an offensive rebound by Behringer. Kick back out to Frank. Drives right in, and that's got to be a charge. Block. Oof. So it's going to be a block on Thad Sprague, so the bucket should count. That should be an and one.
Now they're going to talk about it here. I wouldn't be surprised if they reverse this one.
It is blue.
Well, they're going to stick.
1-4. McNichol. He made that. Bucket should count.
Well, it isn't going to be. Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, that went in.
It's got to be good.
That went in.
It's either on the floor.
No official saw it go in, but it went in. Yep, there it is. Yep. Bucket count. So Vinny Frank is going to go to the line for one more.
Good coaching by Coach Poland, man. I have so much respect for that guy. That's the way you deal with officials right there, as he did complete the three-point play. But, you know, a lot of guys would go up and go crazy because, personally, I think it was the wrong call. But he talked him, pled his case, and he said, let's go back to playing basketball. Well done, Coach.
9-5, Tawas. Mike Miles gets in the short corner. Mid-range jumper, good. And
good ball rotation by Oscoda to find the open man.
I'm not sure if Miles was put there by a coach or if he just had the IQ to go there, but that's fantastic for him to be in that short corner because that's going to be the open spot of the zone. A drive by Frank, left baseline, and he will score.
Good body control.
That makes it 11-7, 3 minutes to play in the first. Tallis with the lead. Right side, Woodward. Couple of dribbles, picks it up, and now we'll get it back out to Malik out by the free throw, or the half-court line, excuse me.
Tawas really extending that zone right now. As,
Woodward,
turnover.
Woodward tried to throw it down to Miles. It was broken up by Behringer. Frank has it now left corner, now to Behringer on the left wing. Right side, Kames. Miles flies out at him. Three-pointer no good, but offensive rebound, Hedgeland, who scores. That'll make it 13-7. Is the size of Hedgeland just too much?
Yeah, it really was. Good position as well.
Mike Miles slowly brings it across. Now right side, Woodward. And he tries to bounce it down low to Sprague. Man, Woodward picks up his dribble too much.
Yeah,
he's got to keep that dribble alive.
Yeah, and they're doing too much dribbling as well. They need to reverse that ball to get that zone to move. Right now, they're really extending the zone, Tawas is, and it's given Oscoda some problems.
Malik dribbling the basketball up top. Swings it to the right side to Woodward. Couple of dribbles. Goes back up top to Malik. Pass fake. Couple of passes. Now goes back up top to Woodward. Woodward bounce pass to McNichol. McNichol tried to throw it into Sprague. Behringer read it and gets a steal. One-on-one with Malik. Bounce pass to the right side to Frank. Fade away. Off glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by McNichol. Quickly up court to Malik. Malik to Miles on that left side, who then hands it back to the point guard. He'll dribble into a three. Way short. I think Frank might have got a hand on it. And now up court come the Braves. Left side, Jake Look. He'll wait for his point guard. Now it's Ethan Hedgeland. Hedgeland will go left side to Granite Behringer. 13-7 Braves, 1:40 to play in our first quarter. Alex Kames, basketball up top, goes inside to Vinny Frank. Frank will shoot a little mid-range jumper and score. Vinny Frank, 7 points in the first. 15-7 Braves. Malik will walk it across. Right side, Woodward. Back to the left. Now they try to go left corner to Miles, but Kames knocks it out of bounds. Mocty will check in for Jake Look. Jaden Ullman will check in for Connor McNichol.
They need to work that ball to the top of the free throw line extended. They've got inside. They're giving it to him right now by extending that 1-2-2 out, but they've got to get it and work it into the inside and then back out. They're not going to be able to get it to the corner the way they're working it.
Woodward has it out by the volleyball line. Bounce pass to Sprague at the free throw line. Back out to Malik for an open three. Knock it down.
Just like that. Exactly what we talked about. They got the ball inside to the free throw line and popped it back out. That's the place that's the weakness in that zone.
Malik makes it 15-10. Quickly breaking the press are the Braves. And Kames left side to Mocty. Mocty left corner. Vinny Frank. Can he stay hot for three? No. Rebound Malik. The Owls bring it up court. Left side, Miles, guarded by Kames. Back out to Malik. Malik loses his dribble, now goes right side to Woodward, and now back to Malik as they set up a play. 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Left side, Miles. Now back to Malik. Looks like they want one shot. They want to end this quarter right here as Coach Poland yells 1-1-1. And so with 10 seconds now remaining in the quarter, they'll set up their final play. Looks like it's just a ISO with Malik with 5 seconds remaining. Screen by Sprague. Step back three for Malik. Knock it down.
Very nice. Very nicely done.
Three threes in the first quarter for Blake Malik, and he cuts the lead to two. After one, it's Towers 15, and it's Oscoda 13. And WKJC, your power station for sports. ...15-13 Braves after one. Owls start the quarter with the basketball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Vinnie Frank tips it away, chases it down, but Malik able to go and get it. And now Malik brings it across. Right side Woodward. Woodward back up top to Malik. He wanted to step back and shoot the three. Instead, he'll drive inside. Floater over Hedglund. Can't get it to go. Rebound Alex Kames.
Good take, though. I like the aggressiveness. We talked about that. It's what we needed to see.
Bounce pass inside. What a pass by Behringer to Vinnie Frank. Vinnie Frank, 9 points already. He's got the Braves up by four now, 17-13. Woodward now on that right side, swinging it back and forth with Malik as they try to get by the Talis zone. Malik keeps swinging with Woodward. Woodward picks up his dribble and will go back up top to Malik. Now left side, Miles in the corner, shoots the three, it's short. Rebound though to Woodward, who puts it up and scores. You don't expect someone to miss by that much. Miles hit the side of the backboard. Vinnie Frank, a mid-range jumper, no good. And a push underneath on Ethan Hedglund. And so it's 17-15. This is equal to the Mayo game as hard as I've seen Coach Poland coach this year.
Yeah, he's working it out there. He's really into the game, and you know, and the kids are responding very, very well.
Even when things are going well, he is finding somebody. He's finding somebody to yell at, an official, an assistant, somebody. He's finding somebody. 17-15 Braves, Owls with the basketball. Swinging it around. Right side, Woodward. Woodward. Back up top to Malik. Wanted to get it into Sprague. Nothing there. Right side Woodward. Got to look, get Sutton. Some look down low eventually. There's a screen coming from Sprague. Malik shoots a three. Knock it down! His fourth already, and the Owls have the lead, 18-17.
Definitely keeping him in the ball game right now.
Jake Look brings it across. Right side, Alex Kames. Up top to Ethan Hedglund, who hands it back to Behringer. Back to Kames on that right side. They run a screen for Look. Kames drives inside. Back out to Mokhti. Mokhti, a left corner three. Knock it down. His first points of the night. Braves back up 20-18.
Great job by Mokhti, realizing where that three-point line was. Took a step back and squared the shoulders and knocked it down, as you said.
Woodward to Malik up top. Again, four made threes for Malik. Left side, Miles. He'll try one over Kames. Off the glass and gone.
There we go. Banks open late tonight. That's twice.
Miles, two shots, neither of which on target, but that one goes down, and the Owls lead by one. Up top, Mokhti. Right side to Kames for the Braves. He drives to the free throw line. Kick out to Look. He'll try a three. Rims out, and a rebound by Thad Sprague. Owls bring it up the court with Blake Malik. He slowly surveys, goes left side. Miles, he'll try a deep three. That's short, but a rebound by Thad Sprague. Owls keep the basketball. Miles hands off to Malik. Malik working around a Thad Sprague screen. Jake Look jumps at a possible shot. Now another timeout for the Owls. They lead by one on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Seymour's Home Decor Center of Tawas City, Oscoda Area Chiropractic Center, Miles Insurance Agency of Tawas City, and your local McDonald's in Oscoda, Tawas City, Mile Roscommon in Rose City. The Oscoda Owls lead 21-20 over the Tawas Area Braves, 4:55 remaining in our second quarter.
Tawas comes out in man.
Right side, Woodward. Guarded by Kames. Now cross court to Mike Miles, and Jake Look a little too physical. We'll pick up a foul. Only the third foul of the game in total.
Yeah, it's been a really clean game all the way across the board. Very few turnovers as well. Well played first half.
And they're two finesse teams. These are not two physical basketball teams. They're finesse teams, and that's the way it's going. Inbound goes to Thad Sprague, who hands it off to Gage Woodward. They want to get it back to Malik, but now back up top, Woodward. He's wide open for a three. Knock it down, and the Owls shooting extremely well early on in this one. They lead 24-20.
No, and that was a nice look as well.
Jake Look, left side to Mochte. Mochte up top to Kames. He drives left side. Cross court to Hedgeland. Hedgeland corner three. Too long. And a rebound. You got a foul easily on Behringer here. As a good box out there by Malik.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, Hedgeland saw the opportunity there. Stepped back into the three again. It's these guys are just, their coach do that every time. Wherever they're at on the floor, if they're within one step, they're stepping back and they're going to try to knock it down from there.
A long two and a three are almost the same distance. You might as well step back and
Absolutely.
Get the extra point. Screened by Sprague. They go inbound to Sprague. Back out Woodward. Another three. Way too long. And rebound knocked out of bounds by Kames.
Nope. You know, I really feel like they've got to reverse the ball and try to get Michael Miles a shot over here in this corner. They're almost strictly working the offense to the right side here, and Miles is on the left.
McNichol off the inbound, mid-range jumper off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Vinny Frank, who just checked back into the game. Quickly up floor come the Braves. Mochte in the lane, fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. 3:47 to play in our second quarter. This game brought to you in part by Tim and Nick Shermer of Shermer Construction in East Dallas, Irisa of Tawas City, Lakeview Manor in Tawas City, Zubac Motors in Oscoda in Tawas City, and Bob Bush Manufacturing in Tawas City and in our gray. Foul goes on 11. That's Malik, his first. Mochte's first free throw is good. 4 points on the night now for Evan. And a chance to bring the Braves within two with a free throw. 24-21 Owls. 3:47 to play in the second. It stays 24-21. Rebound comes down to Thad Sprague of the Owls.
Sprague's done a really nice job down low rebounding tonight. That's his third rebound already here in the first half.
Owls are going to extend the offense out a little bit. Kind of push everybody down low. Thad Sprague going to come up and Malik drives by Mochte, goes in the lane, and passes to McNichol, who goes up and scores over Hedgeland.
Excellent pass. Nice look to the center, and a good job of finding the open spot.
Right side, Kames, 26-21 Owls. Hedgeland open for three up top. Knock it down.
That was too easy. Got to get up under him. Anytime you see a shooter starting to square up like that, you need to get up under him.
And Ethan Hedgeland, I know he's big. He doesn't play down low much. So Thad Sprague, he ran down low first and then popped back out. He doesn't have to worry about trying to find him down low. Airball three here by Blake Malik.
Yeah, nice job. Coach says, settle down, my friend. I know you're hitting them, but sometimes we can get that shot anytime. Don't need to take it contested.
26-24 Oscoda. Tawas Braves bring up the basketball. Jake Look will walk it up. Hedgeland will set a screen. Now left side, Alex Kames, open three. Short. Rebound to Mike Miles. Alaskota will hand it off to Woodward, and now goes to Malik, and here come the Owls. Malik gets the play call.
Oscoda doing a nice job of slowing it down on the offensive end, working it around. Back into the zone, looks like here.
Miles will shoot over the top of it. Way short. And rebound poked out of bounds by the Owls. And Coach Poland, we're not trying to get in a shooting match with these guys.
Right. You know, but again, a little bit of frustration. You're starting to see it with Mike Miles once again.
2:17 to play here in our second quarter. Alex Kames has it on the left side for the Braves. He'll drive to the baseline. Stop. Cross the lane pass. Knocked out of bounds, I think, off of the face of Jake Look.
Yeah, good defense by Oscoda. Shut off the driving lane and kind of forced him into a bad spot, forced a pass, and ended up getting a turnover. Oscoda doing a nice job again, just slowing it down.
Almost too slow. They got to get across the half-court line here. There we go.
He was about on nine, I think.
Oof. Ed Laverne with a quicker count. It might have been a 10-second. He stopped to talk to Coach Pullen a little bit. McNichol turns it over to Behringer. Here come the Braves. As Kames, right side, Had an open three. Instead goes to Hedglund. Left side, Behringer. Extra pass. Good defense. Now Hedglund back up top for three. Too long, but rebound Behringer. Kick out. Look. Right side three. Way too long, but rebound Vinny Frank. Goes up in the lane and scores. 11 points on the night for Vinny Frank. We're tied at 26. And now Blake Malik will walk it across. That time, no official even counting. 1:15 to play in our second quarter. Bounce pass to Sprague, tipped away by Kims and stolen. Here come the Braves. 2-on-1. Jake Look, floater in the lane. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. It's off the rim. No good. And now Kames will get the rebound and go up top to Hedglund. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. We're tied at 26. Granite Behringer has the basketball at top for the Braves. Left side, Jake Look, three, open, no good. No, it fell. Got a good roll off the rim. And Jake Look in the scoring column, and the Braves back up by three, 29-26.
Hometown rim, and a really nice job of the double screen as half-court pressure, a lot of contact. They'll finally get the phone. The call here on, I believe that was Look with the foul.
Yeah, Jake Look a little too handsy. Yeah. Fourth foul on the Braves, only second foul on Look. Evan Mogdy, I think, is going to check in for Jake Look. And yes, he will. 29-26 Taos. Oscoda giving them all they can handle with 37 seconds remaining in the first half.
Be interesting to see if Oscoda goes for one shot here and just tries to take it into the locker room.
Woodward, cross court to Miles. 30 seconds remaining now up top to Blake Malik. They get the play call. Malik, couple of dribbles. Kames cutting off his right side. Just keep on dribbling that left side. Now he'll just cut down low, and yep, Kames reached in.
Yeah,
there's just
did.
No need to do that. No. You don't need. You're playing fantastic defense. You have him trapped. Why are you reaching in when he drives?
Yeah, that's not a good foul. You don't want to foul 30 feet from the bucket right there when he's off balance.
12.6 seconds remaining in the first half. Fifth team foul, so still one more to give. Inbound to Malik. He's had 4 threes on the night already. 6 seconds. He's going to have to do something here. He's going to have to dribble into a three. He will. Sidestep fires it way short. Rebound Woodward at the buzzer. No. At the end of our first half, it is Taos 29 and Oscoda 26 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by A. Curley Contractor of Oscoda. Miller and Wilbur Small Engine Repair of Taos City. Ahead of Time, Solani Nails of Oscoda. State Farm Agent Sean Clark of Oscoda. And the Taos Bay Insurance Agency of East Taos. The Braves will start with the basketball. They will go right to left in this half. They lead by three. And it will be Granite Behringer, Jake Look, Ethan Hedglund, Vinny Frank, and Alex Kames out on the floor. Right side, it's Vinny Frank who has the basketball. Bounce pass up top to Ethan Hedglund. Hedglund wants to get down low to Behringer. Instead, it goes to Kames, who is able to get it down low. Back to Kames. Dribbles into the corner. Back out to Behringer. Down to Vinny Frank, who was left alone. And in Braves, lead by five, 31-26.
Nice look down low by Granite Behringer. He got caught a little bit. Oscoda got caught a little bit on the switch.
It's Malik, Miles, McNichol, Woodward, and Sprague out there for the Owls. Gage Woodward has the basketball up top. He'll hand it back to Blake Malik. Defensive intensity's been there all night for the Braves, no doubt about it. Sprague will come up to the free throw line. Right side, Woodward. And cross court to Miles. And the Braves just kind of cutting off the angles right now. Woodward, bounce pass into Sprague. Sprague back out to Malik, drives inside, left hand fading away, no good. Rebound on the ground to Behringer. He goes up to Vinny Frank, Frank to Hedglund. Hedglund will shoot the three, knock it down. The pass fake opened up the open three, and it's the Braves by eight. They take the timeout. We'll be back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball brought to you in part by F41 Laundromat of Oscoda, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville, and Alpena. Napa Auto Parts of East Dallas, Oscoda, and Gray, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Oscoda. Thank you to Hungry Howie's of East Dallas, delivering some food up here. Inside to Miles. Miles fades at the basket. No good. Good box out Behringer. And the Braves already leading by 8. Quickly up the floor. Hedglin up top. Thought about the 3, but good defense by Sprague. Kames up top to look. Inside to Behringer. Goes off his head. Ball is loose and grabbed by the Owls. Malik with it. Dribbles it up the court. Right to the lane. Cross court to Miles. And can't get it to go. Tipped up. And ball on the ground, grabbed by the Owls and Malik.
Much better job of Oscoda tonight getting after it.
Malik with the basketball up top, left side to Mike Miles. Miles cross court to Woodward. Woodward now up top to Malik. Screened by Sprague, but Vinny Frank gets around it. Just kind of throws a shot up in the lane, no good. Behringer will fire the rebound to Jake Look. Look quickly up court to Kames. Catches it with his left hand because he can't really catch it with his right. Floater in the lane. It scores. Here's that run we were talking about.
And Oscoda really needs a bucket here.
7-0 run to start the half by the Braves. They lead by 10, 36-26. Owls with the basketball. Right side Woodward. He's got to play a little faster. Like, you can slow the game down and still play faster. Miles now on the left side. Bounce pass to Malik up top. Right side, Woodward. Looking. Couple of dribbles, and up top to Malik.
He's got to go through the post.
Woodward bounce into Sprague. Sprague, little floater in the lane, too strong. And rebound grab by Hedglin.
That's what they need to do, though. That's absolutely what they have to do if they're going to get back into this game.
Behringer drives the lane and scores.
You got to cut off. You got to cut off the dribbler.
9-0 run.
Coach Poland not happy. He's getting somebody up off the bench. He says that's not good defense.
Braves lead by 12. Malik with the basketball up top. Right side, Woodward. Woodward dribbles to the short corner, goes back up top. Now Malik drives to the free throw line, goes to McNichol. McNichol kind of got caught in between going off glass and going straight and ends up missing it. Rebound to Behringer. Quickly up court to Vinny Frank. Frank almost running out of bounds. Saves it to Jake Look, who has to save it back to Behringer. Behringer left side. Look for 3 out of the corner. Short rebound, Hedglin. Hedglin back out to Behringer, and he threw it over his head. And Kames will run and touch it. That'll be a turnover.
Yeah, good hustle, good ball movement by Tawas. It didn't end up a little bit out of control, though, you know.
38-26, Tawas. Halfway through our fourth quarter, the Owls have not scored in this quarter.
Yeah, they really need a bucket. Check that. Tawas is just kind of sitting back in that zone. They're not doing anything special, but not a lot of movement from Oscoda right now, and just kind of a stagnant offense that we've seen at times this year.
Yeah, there's no movement from the guys at the top. The two guys at the bottom are kind of moving. It's mostly just Thad Sprague moving at the free throw line. It's left side to Miles for Oscoda. Couple of dribbles back up top. Takes a look, goes back to Miles. Heel cross quarter to Woodward. And back up top.
So right on cue, they're starting to cut off Sprague in the middle.
And it goes down to Ullman, who throws it up and scores.
And one.
And a foul underneath. I believe Sprague got fouled, so Ullman will go to the line to shoot one more.
Looks like
because it wasn't on the shot.
Looks like Kames got him, I believe. They're going to take it out under. So this could has a potential to be a 4 or 5 point play. They're going to count the bucket, I believe, right?
Yep, 38-28.
So they're going to count the bucket, and Oscoda's going to get it out of bounds underneath. So they called that on the box out of a made shot.
So it was after the shot then.
Correct.
It was after the shot went in. Miles off the inbound, knock it down.
And they needed that. Boy, they needed that. That's a 5 point trip.
Cuts the lead to 7, 38-31. Braves with the basketball. Right side, Kames. Kames in the lane. Floater. Foul on the floor. That'll go on Malik, his second. And timeout coming for the Owls. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Edward Jones of East Dallas, Family Chiropractic of Tawas City, and Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Tawases. A five-point trip on the last possession as the Owls back in the game a little bit. Trailing by seven, 38-31 Tawas, 3:14 to play here in our third quarter. Off the inbound, it's a turnover by the Braves.
Nice
here
steal.
Come the Owls. And no numbers. Left side, Miles. That's a deep three. Way short. That was a good 3-4 feet beyond the arc.
Yeah, that one was.
It was in rhythm, but.
That's a long ways. Again, that frustration a little bit. He saw some open area for the first time and thought, hey, why not?
Probably could have taken one dribble. Alex Kane's the deep three right side. That's short. And Malik with the rebound for the Owls. Quickly able to get up court. And now he'll stop. Left side, Miles. That one a little bit better, but he drives in. Will shoot the mid-range jumper. Seen him hit that, but no good. Rebound tipped around to Ullman. Off glass and scores. Ullman has come in, scored 4 points. Quickly up floor come the Braves. Kames right to the lane and scores.
Oh, you gotta
and
stop.
One.
Got to stop the basketball right there. Ted Sprague had the opportunity to block him out the baseline, and he let him get by, and it's going to be a chance for a three-point play.
40-33, Tawas over Oscoda. 2.5 to play here in our third quarter. Kames at the line to shoot one more. Got that wrapped up thumb. Free throw is good. Kames with 3 points in the first half. He's got 5 in this quarter as he checks out. Giving him 8 total, which matches the lead for the Braves. Malik will slowly walk it up. 2:24 to play. 41-33 in our third quarter. Right side, Woodward. Back up top. Screen by Sprague. Frank gets around it. Hand off to Miles. Wanted to dribble into a three, but good defense by Vinny Frank.
Inside.
Yeah, had Sprague there.
Boy, they got to look inside.
Cross court, Miles. Open three. No, he's going to pump fake, drive, shoot the mid-range, and no good. Quickly up for Vinny Frank. Frank into the lane. A layup and good.
That's what Tawas can do to you on a mixed shot. They get out and run.
Back up by 10 of the Braves, 43-33. Left side, Miles. Back up top. Swinging it around that zone. Sprague with a screen. Step back. Open three, Malik. No good. Rebound, Vinny Frank. And now Look will go left side to Behringer. Behringer right side, Mochte. Mochte in the lane. Floater off glass. No good. Rebound. Tip to Mochte. Fighting in the lane, and Mochte able to get it back. Jake Look right side.
Vinny Frank got away with it over the back right there.
Yeah, he really did. Right side now, Mochte. Drives. Cross court. Jake Look. Open three from the corner. No. But a long rebound out to Ethan Hagelin. Goes to Behringer at the volleyball line. Left side to Jake Look. 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Evan Mochte cut. Jake Look didn't expect him to, and that will go into the stands. McNichol checks back in. We see Drayton Williams for the first time. Thad Sprague, Jaden Ullman check out. The Owls need a bucket here to end the quarter.
Yeah, they really do.
I would not hold for one with 44 seconds left. I mean, their offense has been moving slow as it is today, but I don't think you're trying to hold for one. Left side, Mike Miles. Up top to Malik. See if they can find something underneath.
Baseline.
They go to McNichol to Drayton Williams.
Just
slides
like that.
Through the contact, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yep. That's how you attack that zone. They're really coming out on the edges, and they're allowing that bottom guy to run the baseline. If he can post up down low, they should have a nice, easy shot down at the low block.
So Drayton Williams gets his first 15 seconds of basketball, and he's already at the line.
Well, and he did a nice job of making himself available, and that it's going to reward him. Let's see if he can hit a couple.
Makes the first.
That one looked good.
So he gets him in the scoring column. A couple of dribbles. Second free throw. a little bit off. Rebound, Vinny Frank. Braves with the basketball, leading by 9, 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Right side, Jake Look. He'll drive inside. Go up at the rim, no good. Rebound, tipped and controlled by Vinny Frank. Out to Hedgeland for three. Knock it down.
He's almost automatic from that spot. They'll look at one, look for one here.
46-34, 5 seconds. They got to go. Malik into the lane. Kick out Miles. He'll shoot the three at the buzzer. No good. A good third quarter by the Braves. They lead 46-34 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Barash Funeral Homes of Oscoda, Talis City, Aubrey, Hale, Prescott, and Twining, Northern Power Sports of Mayo, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Talis and Dean Arbor Ford of Talis City. Good third quarter by the Braves. They won the third quarter 17-8 to extend a three-point lead out to 12, 46-34. Owls start with the basketball, though. Up top to Malik. Malik left side, Miles. Miles back up top to Malik, right side quickly to Woodward. Baseline. Woodward down low to McNichol, and he stepped on the end line. Yep. Not a great pass by Woodward. And
no, he let him too far, but he was watching McNichol run that baseline there, and he had a nice look. He's got to stop at the block. If he can stop at the block right there, a simple entry pass, that'll give him an easy turnaround.
Thad Sprague will check back in for Drayton Williams. As the Braves will inbound the basketball, walk it up court. The Owls spend very little time in that press. They called that off quick. Right side, Evan Mochte, open corner three, no good, and a roll out of bounds over the top of the backboard. Leading scorer in the game is still Vinny Frank with 15 points after four in that quarter. Not far behind, though, is Ethan Hedgeland with 11. Malik with the basketball, screen by Sprague, left side to Gage Woodward. Another screen coming from Sprague, now right side Miles.
They need to pop it into him on the roll here. Once he sets that pet, he's rolling to the basket. They need to get it to him.
Malik with the basketball up top, and now a foul coming. I think it's going to go on Mochte. That was Coach Poland earned that foul call. On one of the other screens, Coach Poland walked up to Joe Cannon, who ended up calling that.
Yeah.
Mentioned that there was a push, and now he's looking for it.
They're not making a lot of opportunity to go around that screen. They're going right through it, so eventually something was going to get called.
Left side, Woodward. Back up top, Malik. Right side, Miles. Back to Malik up top. Thought they had Sprague there.
They did.
Thought they should have given it to him. Right side, Miles. Back up top, Malik. Malik drives the lane, goes left hand, blocked by Hedgeland.
Good defense.
Rebound by Mochte. Here come the Braves. Mochte drives left side. He's blocked by Miles.
Good block. Good defense on both ends. Here comes Oscoda.
Miles cut off by Jake Look. He'll walk it to the left side and then get it back up top. 6:17 to play in our contest. It's 46-34 Talis. Miles left side. Open three. No. But rebound comes out to Blake Malik. Back left side to Miles. And now bounce pass to Sprague at the elbow. Kick out to Woodward.
Give it to him.
Then give it back to him at the elbow. He'll dribble, shoot a fadeaway, and no good. Rebound to Behringer.
That's all right. I'll take that shot. That's a good shot from there.
Mochte, left corner, Kames, open three. Knock it down.
That's a better one from there.
That's a pretty good one. And a foul now coming on Behringer.
Behringer tried to sneak in behind the pass there on the inbound and just about knocked Malik through the wall.
Braves by 15, 49-34. The defense is really the answer here. The offense has been better, but the defense has been fantastic. Malik will jog it across now, slightly faster than he's been all day.
Yeah, they're going to have to pick up the pace just a little bit on the offensive end.
Woodward looking for someone to move after he got the basketball. Nothing there. And Mochte's going to get another foul as he goes right through.
Yep.
Thad Sprague.
And you're going to have to keep calling that because he's obviously not going to change until he gets a couple more fouls. That's all there is to it. That's three on Mochte.
And he did that like he was trucking right through a
lead
blocking in the football field. Timeout. Talos will take one with them. 49-34 Braves on WKJC, your power station for sports. Talos. One other score to pass along. Ben Murphy, who's here tonight, got a score update from the Mayo versus Hillman game today. 14-1 Hillman against 13-14-0 Mayo, and Hillman by two at the half, 23-21. Again, here it's 49-34. Talos over Oscoda. Oscoda with the basketball. 5.5 minutes to play. Left side, Mike Miles. Miles to Malik. Right side, Woodward. Woodward cross court to Miles. Good defense by Frank to stop the three. Inside to Sprague. Pump fake. Can't get the layup to go, and Behringer will rebound it.
He did such a great job. Did everything but make the bucket.
Right side, Mocty, open three. Knock it down.
That's a tough turnaround there. Had a nice, easy puppy at the one end and then gave up a long three on the other end. And Coach Poland says, it's entering the danger zone time. We need a timeout.
Yeah, he's not going to like that. 52-34 Braves on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Dallas City, Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mayo, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Dallas, and Clino's Excavating and Dallas Creek Golf Course of Dallas City. 52-34, Talos. Left side, Mike Miles for three for the Owls. No good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Alex Kames of the Braves. Gives it to Behringer on the left side. Back to Kames. Kames dribbles to the left corner. Now he'll go up top to Mocty. Right side now to Jake Look. Cross court to Kames. Kames for three. No. Rebound tipped up. And it'll be knocked out of bounds by Evan Mocty. 4:11 to play. Blake Malik, Thad Sprague have a couple of words in the backcourt before they bring it up.
Going to need to run with a little more urgency, going under 4 minutes here, down 18.
Miles with the basketball, swinging it around. Now right side, Miles again. This time they're not bringing the guy across. They're going to cross court it and bring it down. McNichol, a mid-range jumper, is good.
Nice looking shot.
So no longer having him run the baseline, they're going to bring the running the baseline to him. Alex Kames at the right elbow. Up top, Jake Look for three. No good. Rebound fought for and won by Thad Sprague. And he got mauled, and now it's up to Malik. Malik, floater in the lane. Can't get it to go, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Thad Sprague a little slow to make his way up the court.
He took a couple pretty hard shots, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it kind of jumped him down low a little bit, no doubt.
Definitely being aggressive. I have to kind of laugh as I look at the signs over there. It says I've got five fouls and I'm not afraid to use them. and that would be Mr. Mocty. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy who's barreling through people. That sounds about right.
He is, absolutely, and he's going to dare him to make him call it again. So
Malik makes the first, misses the second, and McNichol an over-the-back foul on a rebound by Vinny Frank. And yeah, Coach Poland looks at him and says, no, that's good. That's a good thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, nice job. Nice, really nice box out.
The Owls will go back into that press, but not going to extend far. They're just going to leave Miles and Malik up. And now breaking it are the Braves. Vinny Frank left side, bounce pass inside. Behringer goes up and scores, and that's why the Owls didn't use that very much anymore.
Good extra pass and a really nice job like we had talked about. They used it a little bit in the first quarter. Hey, and you got to try it at this point.
Yeah, you got to do whatever you can.
Speed them up. They really have to speed up on the offensive end, though, if they're going to have any chance of making this a little bit of a run.
Up top to Malik. Left side, Miles. And then throws out of bounds, or knocked out of bounds. Yeah, it's almost like they know what set to run, but I'm not sure they know exactly which shot they're looking for.
Yeah.
So now they'll run their out-of-bounds play from underneath. Woodward just flipping it. Wow, threw that way short. Wow, Frank picks it off easily to Jake Look. Back to Frank, easy layup.
Good extra pass by Look.
I mean, Woodward threw that pass about 15 feet short of Blake Malik.
Yeah, that was interesting. I tell you, a lot of credit for Tawaso. That ball never touched the floor. Three passes for a layup. Beautiful, just like you draw it up.
Braves by 19, 56 to 37. They've pulled away here in the second half. 2:20 to play in our fourth quarter. Left side, Miles. And the Tawas defense is just forcing these guards of Owls out so far. Jake Look steals a pass into the lane, and he missed the layup, but Vinny Frank gets the rebound. No, it's ripped away by Thad Sprague. I think Jake Look might be a little tired now. Pass is picked off by Vinny Frank. Frank into the lane. Too long on a layup. Rebound comes down to Malik. And now the Owls will slow down and let the offense set up. Under 2 minutes to play. Pull up three, Malik. Knock it down.
Nice shot. He eyed that one up when he come across half court. He wasn't giving it up.
Fifth three of the night for Blake Malik. He's had a nice game. Bounce pass. Now right side, Hedgeland. Up top, Jake Look. Extra pass, Kames. He'll drive left side, and
it's going to get a blocking foul. That's going to go on Connor McNichol. But a nice job of Tawas. He just does such a nice job of making that extra pass. It's always, it's always nice to see. I think McNichol bailed him out a little bit. I'm not sure that I would have necessarily called that one. But
I know you can call a blocking foul on a guy who's being screened.
Yeah.
Kames makes the first free throw. He might have got him in the arm, but blocking foul, I'm not sure I see.
No.
Either way, it's a 17-point lead for the Braves with a minute and a half left. Game second free throw is good. And now Malik will walk it up. Gage Woodward checked out of the game. Jay Nolman check in for him. Ullman gets it on the right side. Now to Sprague and low. Now back out to Miles for three. Knock it down.
Why they weren't doing that all game. That was beautiful use of the ball at the high post. And
because they put a post player on the wing that time. We knew what to look for. Hedgeland right for three. 61-43, final 60 seconds. Malik brings it up. Right side to Ullman. Ullman back out to Malik. He'll step back for a three, way short. Rebound by McNichol. He tried to reverse it and just never got there. Rebound comes down to Behringer. 40 seconds remaining. Or Vinny Frank, excuse me. Back up Hedgeland. Hedgeland will shoot a three. Too long. Rebound, though, to Jake Look, who can't
nice
make
rebound.
The layup. Goes up again, and he's blocked by Ullman. And they timeout, I think.
Yeah,
or
just for a substitution. Substitution timeout.
And so Drayton Williams gets into the game. McNichol checks out. Williams will inbound with 26 seconds left. And now so Malik will walk it across. Left side to Mike Miles. And back up top, Jake Look's going to steal that. And a hold here coming on Malik. And Jake Look almost earned himself a technical foul.
Yes, he did. I was waiting. He went back to the whistle. He put it in his mouth. He was getting ready.
And Laverne thought about it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
I think with 15 seconds left, he's like, why?
Yeah,
why bother?
He's talking to him.
Yeah, so.
No, good talking to. Good piece of officiating. No reason to call that with 15 seconds left.
Look, when he got fouled, grabbed the ball and threw it almost to the ceiling. Now back down it. Braves swinging to Malik. Now to Kames. We'll even see if they shoot one here. Yep, Kames going to launch it. It's too long. Rebound to Jake Look. Back up top to Behringer. He'll shoot the three. No good. Rebound Hedgeland. And Hedgeland will be fouled with 1.3 seconds left.
I might have swallowed my whistle on that one too, so evens it out.
Hedgeland will go to the line.
Tell Mr. Kano that they don't get paid by the hour or the call.
First free throw by Hedgeland is good. this will launching those threes with 15 seconds left. Probably not going to be taken too kindly by
the
guys in the blue shirts today.
No, there's not a lot of sense in that.
Hedgeland makes both free throws. Drayton Williams and a press out of that by the Braves. They
it's not going to endear you to anybody. Not going to endear you to anybody, and that's something that these young guys, I hope they remember that. Coach Pullen will remind him of it.
I think so, too.
And if he doesn't, their assistant coach will, I promise.
Somebody will, that's for sure.
I know that guy, and he'll let him know.
Our final score tonight, the Taos Area Braves 63, the Oscoda Owls 43 on WKJC, your power station for sports.